Hey, everybody, it's your favorite skinny boy.
You sounded like...
What?
You sounded like the dude from The Simpsons, the doctor, the super happy doctor. Like, hey, everybody. You probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
What's his name? I forgot his name. I haven't...
It's Dr. Lovejoy? Is it Lovejoy? I think it is.
I've never watched The Simpsons. I gotta get on that.
Oh my god.
Anyways, everybody.
Well, you can with Disney Plus.
Right, yeah, we have Disney Plus actually. I should get on that.
Right. But.
This is Marley Silverbrand. He is my good buddy and he lives with me and we're having a lot of fun.
Wait, what?
Yeah, don't you remember? I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, on Zoom. This is how we live together now because of COVID-19.
We just leave our laptops on 24/7 on Zoom.
Right. No, before we started recording, I seen a news article saying like, "Oh, how you should spend the holidays this Thanksgiving and Christmas." And it showed like an aunt on Zoom and like this younger lady just like drinking like wine and they're like cheering and I'm like, what kind of world am I living in right now when I see ads like this? And I'm like, this is so bizarre.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why don't you tell everybody about your podcast so they can go listen to it like good boys?
Oh yeah, it's just the Water Cooler Podcast. Just go listen to it, go subscribe, rate and review, just like this one, rate and review this one. But right now we're doing a Christopher Nolan retrospect where we're watching every single Christopher Nolan film leading up to the digital release of Tenet this Christmas. So that should be really fun. I have a few interviews planned out for the Water Cooler, some pretty big ones. Ooh. At least big ones for me, but yeah, just go check it out. It's a cool discussion podcast. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to ask you, actually. I keep forgetting. I'm going to sound so stupid now that we're recording. Isn't Christopher Nolan the one that filmed The Dark Knight?
Yes, he did
the trilogy.
You don't feel stupid. Yeah, he did Batman Begins. Woo! Which is the movie we're doing next week.
Sweet. I'll listen to that one.
We're doing Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing it chronologically, so it's going to be Batman Begins, then he did The Prestige, and mm-hmm. then Dark Knight, and then Dark Knight Rises. So,
sweet.
Right after that.
I'm a huge Batman fan, so I'm going to be on that.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully you didn't hear that. That was like my phone going off.
It sounded mystic, like you're in a forest.
Yeah. But yeah, check that out. Yeah.
Alright, yeah. I'm glad to have you here. We literally just scheduled this today because, of course, we all know Marley does nothing all day, so...
Yeah, I really don't do anything all day, especially with COVID. But...
No clue what you do.
Well, I actually had I had a few errands to run, like, before I had to go to work, and then I don't know.
Did you take a nap today?
Yeah, I did. What's up with that? Like, what's wrong with taking naps?
No, I was just wondering.
Naps are amazing. Are you a nap hater right now?
I don't like naps. I think it's...
How do you not like naps?
I'm bad at them.
How are you bad at taking naps?
Okay, here's the thing with naps. Since like 4 months ago, I started taking...
This is your equivalent to airline food. What's up with that?
Pretty much.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. So how it works for me is if I'm tired or if I just don't want to be awake, I'll just fall asleep. But then I fall asleep for like hours, like I'm actually sleeping. And I think the big mistake that I found out is that naps are supposed to be like less than an hour. Like, because I wake up super like groggy. My throat feels weird. I'm super tired. My eyes are like...
It means you're thirsty.
Blurry. I drink a lot of water. I got water right here. You want to hear it? Everybody listen to this.
That.
Yeah, everybody says the I swallow.
Viewers are not going to want to listen to that.
well, they just did. Yeah. They can't take it back.
Yeah. Well, you can edit it out, but.
No, I'm good.
You probably. You know, this is a bonus episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sammy Jimenez, local nap hater.
National.
That sounds racist.
How is that racist?
If you had... Look it up. Look it up.
What do you mean, look it up?
Yeah. I'll just say Sammy Jimenez, local rest hater. Not.
Local rest hater?
Yeah. You don't want to use the N-word.
What? I didn't hear you say anything.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, the dogs.
But yeah, so you hate taking naps, which is, I guess, understandable. But
yeah.
But yeah.
These dogs are just barking their freaking asses off.
Yeah, because they know they're you're recording. That's exactly. That's my history with pets. They just whenever you record, they just want attention now.
It's awful.
Whenever you're not recording, it's like we don't care about you. But leave us alone. But whenever you're busy, it's like okay.
Exactly. I had a podcast like a week ago, and. Literally, one of the dogs is barking, and I was like, oh my god, I can't take this. It was like nonstop. So I literally picked up my laptop, my headphones, and I walked out of my room, and I said, hey! I yelled at the dog. I said, shut up! Well, I didn't say shut up, but, you know, that's how it felt. And then she was quiet. I went back to my room, and then I unmuted myself.
Oh my god.
She's so loud.
Did you like say on that podcast where you're just like, can you hold on for a second and mute yourself? And then you just like,
there was,
you just hear the muting, like, you muted yourself like a little bit too late so you could hear the audience could hear you stomping out of your room, and then it mutes, and then you're like, oh, I'm back.
Fortunately, there was two other people in there, so they were just having a conversation that luckily just went past the time that I needed, so I was like, oh. Goodness, I had to turn on the fan after that. It was so sweaty. I mean, I was so sweaty. Okay. It was hot, but at that time.
See, then, okay. Since we're both podcasters at this point, since you talked about that, I was like, since we normally turn off fans, like whenever we record, like why, like the room temperature is always usually really good. And then as soon as, is it the heat of like our computers that are like working on recording like a podcast, like heat up the room faster? Because by the end of some podcasts, I'm just like, holy shit, let me turn on the AC. Oh, sorry for cursing.
You can curse. I don't mind.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever cursed on your podcast before. So.
Oh, like, shit.
Right. Speaking of cursing, I think I forget who was on the last Sammy Saga podcast that was with me. The younger guy.
It was Brendan Black.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was him.
But he was like whispering into his mic of like his parents were like in the next room. They didn't want it sounded like he was whispering. Sorry, Brendan. Sorry, Brendan. I'm not making fun of you. It's just
no,
that,
we
that
are.
Just the observation that I had.
No, yeah, I love that dude.
Was I right?
About what?
That his parents were in the next room.
Oh, I don't know. I don't ask him if their parents are in the room.
Because that's like when back in the day, let's say
back in the day, how old are you?
2002, when I was 12 years old.
That's when I was born.
I used to stream on justin.tv, which is now Twitch, and I used to like stream like video games on there, and I would always like, because my mom would be in the next room, and like I would always do it super quiet, because it's like It's because, like, I don't want my parents to be like, he's talking to himself and stuff like that. It's just like,
yeah,
it's I don't know. It's just the way we get around strangers when we're recording, especially like when you're recording, like outside, like when you're vlogging.
Oh yes.
I don't really. That doesn't bother me anymore, but really? It did.
Yeah. You vlog?
Not every day, but I've done it before, and people usually just give you weird looks, but then I just give them a weird look back. I'm just like, yeah, I'm
you recording. Bark at them.
Right? Like, yeah, okay, Karen, I'm just recording.
I can't do that. That bothers me so much. I used to do vlogs when I was like 12. So same age as you, actually, right? That's how old you were?
Yeah, not
anymore. Not anymore, yes. I understand that now. but when I was 12, I had an issue with it. I still have an issue with it. It's just, I can't. It's so, like, weird.
You just gotta learn to just not give a shit about, like, people.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't be embarrassed by them. Like, if they do give you weird looks, then just give them a weird look back and just be like, you're weird for judging me, so go away.
Point the camera at them is what you should do.
Right. And then the Karen is like, don't record me. I don't have a mask on. You're violating my rights. And my, okay. Sorry. Got a little political there.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen's an interesting
You know what a Karen is?
Yeah, I know what a Karen is. I know, but my mom, I hope she's not listening to this. She's a bit of a Karen.
She doesn't want to wear a mask.
No, she wears a mask, but she's that.
Oh, she wants to speak to a man.
Yeah.
See, okay. Since
I love you, Mom. Just saying.
A little bit. I think asking to speak to a manager doesn't classify you as a Karen.
Oh, you would know, huh?
I think the only way that they're classifying as Karen is because of like what's going on with like COVID, and they don't want to wear a mask, and they say, "Oh, you're violating my rights." I think if you have a legitimate reason to ask for a manager, I think that doesn't make you a Karen.
Right.
Like, if you need a refund, or if the associate that is helping you can't go any further. Like, I've worked retail before. Like, there's moments where and wait, you know what? Oh my god!
Nothing.
But there's moments where there's moments where a regular associate won't be able to like access a refund. What's so funny?
I was just thinking about something. Okay. Oh, I'm getting sweaty, man.
Oh my god. That's TMI. I don't need to.
That's what happens when I podcast. I don't need to know
about your bodily functions.
My body. It's everybody's bodily functions.
Yeah, but I don't need to know about it. Fair enough. Neither do the listeners.
Oh, my bad, listeners.
Just kidding.
How about this? I'm not actually sweating. That was a joke.
Ha ha ha.
Oh my goodness. I have to turn the fan on. I laugh so much in every podcast that I build body heat.
All your energy?
Yeah.
No, see, okay. You know what? That's not, you need to start marketing this. This is like the new workout program. it's like the keto diet, but the laugh diet. If you laugh 50 times a day, then you lose 50 pounds. If That's you keep that good. Up, you lose double every 2 weeks.
Just it's exponential.
Exactly. Wow. See, this podcast just became an infomercial. It's called the Lido diet.
Lido diet. Yes.
Or the Saga diet, Sammy Saga diet.
Ooh, yes. Or Sammy's
that
diet.
That makes it seem like they shouldn't listen to your podcast though, because they're dieting from Sammy Saga. So then maybe we shouldn't do that.
Sammy Saga diet. I don't really have a diet. Do you have a diet? That's personal questions.
Well, actually, I've kind of slowly started going keto a little bit, just because I've had friends that are going keto, and I just kind of wanted to try it.
What does keto stand for?
It's like ketogenic. Like, I forget the actual name, but it's high fat, low carb diet.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What kind of foods is that like then?
It's like cheese, eggs, no bread.
No bread.
Like lots of fish, chicken, kind of healthy meat.
This sounds good.
Yeah. I don't know. I had like a friend that's currently on it, and they kind of made it seem, because I was vegan for like 6 months, and it just didn't work out because I like cheese so much. So I don't know. But generally, I don't necessarily go on diets. I just kind of do everything in moderation.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's
good,
the best way to live. But I like to go on diets here and there, just like see what other people are doing and stuff like that. So. Just to try it out and to see like if I feel any better, but other than that, I don't really feel much different. So,
huh? What's your favorite food to eat?
I like Mexican food a lot, and then I like Chinese and Thai food.
Hey, that's pretty. I like. Oh, those are both really good.
Yeah, I like Thai food the most though.
Thai, like sometimes. Bow tie.
Yeah, bow tie. like bow tie. Bow tie. The bow tie pasta. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, that's good. I had that before.
I don't think it's called bow tie pasta. It just always looked like a bow tie.
Yeah. I love bread. I couldn't go on a keto. Well, I eat everything in moderation, but except bread. I love bread.
Yeah, bread is good. It's hard to kick, but I feel like once you kick it, you feel so much better.
Really?
Because it's like bread just fills you up so much, and it's just like it fills you up so much, but you also didn't like eat that much.
Right.
It's like water. At least with like keto, the carbs are super low, so you're eating a lot and it fills you up.
It's a lot of protein. Too.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know.
Do you put do you like hot sauce? Do you put hot sauce on a lot of meats?
Oh yeah, I love hot sauce. Hot sauce.
Oh, you
is
should
like,
marry it then. Oh.
Yeah, maybe I will. just lube it up. I mean,
I'm such a 12-year-old.
No, sriracha was probably
Sorry.
I like sriracha like when it first came out, but not when it
first
anymore.
Came out. What do you mean? They've updated it or what?
Well, it's just they kind of. I feel like I don't know. It just doesn't taste the same like anymore. Like sriracha was.
Sriracha.
It's still good. Like it's still kind of like the ketchup of hot sauce, I guess. But I don't know. I like more different. Like I'm not sure if you've seen the show Hot Ones.
Oh yeah.
On YouTube. So I've been trying a lot of those hot sauces and they're actually really tasty.
Huh.
So, yeah, but
they are really good.
I don't know. Hot Ones is such a good show. It's such a good show. It's kind of disappointing this season because everything's on Zoom. But
I'm
not sure if you've been watching any of the newer episodes.
I have.
But.
I've seen like just a couple. Doesn't he have a show now?
Yeah, that's. It's so disappointing because Hot Ones game show is like nothing to do with like the actual like YouTube show.
Mm.
Like it kind of throws everything out the window and it's like, oh, can you handle the hot sauce? Like let's put the hottest sauce like on your tongue and see if you can last for like 5 minutes.
Oh, come
and
on.
I'm like, that's not what Hot Ones was originally about. It's just an interview show where celebrities eat hot wings and they try and make it through the interview.
Yeah,
it's not like a Daredevil type show. It's like
do you think you could do it?
Yeah, like the Hot Ones show.
The
if
YouTube
you were
show.
To invite me on it.
Yeah
I think it would I don't know I just want to talk to Sean Evans. That's maybe I can try and get him on my podcast, but I don't know. Sean Evans is such a good interviewer. I think I would be able to do it. Because he would talk me through it. He would talk me through it and like try and like help me. I feel like Da Bomb is probably the one where I probably would get tripped up on, just like everyone else. But you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hot sauce that's where everyone kind of breaks. But
I love hot sauce.
But my tolerance is pretty high. I feel like I can do it. But it's just like with the Da Bomb hot sauce. It's kind of
hot.
It's hot to the point of like it just doesn't taste good.
It's
like this is supposed to like this is I think like it's almost like this is what cops use for mace. And it's like I don't want to put that in my body.
Just spray that in your eyes.
Like I don't mind if hot sauce is hot, but it's got to taste good. It's got to complement the wing.
Does hot sauce like burn if you put it in your eye?
Yes. That's why he says don't touch your eyes.
Oh, yeah. I always wonder, because I know it tasted like that, but, you know, you can't taste with your eyes, so I just...
Yeah. if you put anything in your eyes...
Especially on sauce. It's not a weird... It's a good question. We need to know these things, you know? What if you did it by accident? Yeah,
okay, now I don't have to know... To turn a hot sauce bottle upside down and put it in my eye.
Like ranch. Ranch is not hot, but if you put it in your eye, like what can you put in your eye
you would go blind.
Before it gets uncomfortable? That should be a show.
So, I guess that is a good question, because at least now we know, like, if you do get hot sauce in your eye, you shouldn't put ranch in there.
Step one, don't put ranch in.
Don't throw milk in your eyes.
Put anything else in.
Just protect your eyes. That's... Because you don't want to be wearing glasses or just be blind for the rest of your life.
what if you put it on, like, on the back end, if you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know if that...
But that's my PSA for the don't put anything in your eyes.
Unless eye drops, yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea to use those if you need them.
Yeah.
What contacts?
but you are wearing those contacts because you put something in your eye. And it damage your eye.
I mean, you don't have to put them in your eye.
Yeah, I guess you can wear them.
That's what I do. I'm never going contacts because you gotta take them out and put them back on in the morning, and it's I don't know. I like how they look at me.
I used to play basketball, and I with this guy that had he wore glasses, but he wore contacts like during a game, and one of the contacts broke inside of his eye because someone hit it in the face. And I was like, I looked at his eye and I was like, oh my God. I was like horrified.
Is he like blind now?
Yeah. The doctors were able to like save the eye, but it was just like,
oh no.
I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Goodness.
Yeah.
I never see anyone in basketball who has glasses, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah,
I never seen that.
It's I played with a few people that wore glasses, but
I get like a new pair every year, I think, and I always never like
the
pair.
And you call me old. I don't wear glasses. I got 20/20 vision.
20/20 vision.
Actually, I don't know. I should probably go to an eye doctor here pretty soon. It's not like I'm squinting to figure, but I would like to know because I haven't been to the eye doctor in quite some time. But
is that like from, made by Apple, the eye doctor?
Yeah,
eye doctor. I never like the pair of glasses that I choose out. They always have to like grow on me, just because it is such a big change, I guess. So I just have been getting like bigger and bigger glasses every year, and now they're like they look like. Like truck lights on my head.
So you're just gonna get those hipster glasses?
Yeah, next time I'm gonna go like hella weird.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Do like John Lennon.
I'm gonna look like, what's her name from Harry Potter? She doesn't wear glasses. Never mind.
Hermione?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the one teacher, I forget her name. What's that class called?
I have zero.
I haven't even seen. I need to rewatch the Harry Potter series.
Well, we should watch them together. Yeah. Sorry, I'm so tired.
All 8 hours. it'd probably be.
It's a long time.
I think it's like 12 hours. Because I had a neighbor that watched all of them in a day. It took them. Like they started at 7 in the morning.
Oh, God.
And I think they finished at like 10 o'clock the next day. 10 a.m. Not 10 p.m.
I was about to say. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Because they're like 3 hours each, roughly. So
I would never do that to myself. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this bonus. If you do like it, then you can message me somehow. Everything's in the description. Just go down there. Check out Marley's...
Rate, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, all the basic stuff. You can go check out Marley Silverbrand's podcast, The Water Cooler Podcast. It has a really funny intro, so you should go check that out.
Is it funny? How's it funny?
Well, I think they'll understand. I don't think I need to speak anymore on that.
Yeah, it's just like The Water Cooler Podcast.
It sounds very, very did bold.
Did that turn out? I hope it did. So, I was like really close to the microphone like this. I don't know. But yeah, check out the water cooler. It's a
good.
Got a few guests coming out. They're
coming out.
Got a few guests on the podcast coming very soon.
You're trying to avoid it. Oh man.
I think we should just end.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I'm gonna grab some tacos in a half hour and I'll see y'all later.
What kind of tacos?
Taco Tuesday. I don't know. I like tacos. Good night, everybody.
Taco Tuesday.